Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our focus to Uber Technologies, Inc., the global leader in ride-hailing and a major player in food delivery freight and autonomous vehicle technology. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Uber has transformed the way people think about transportation, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk take in behavior and optimism bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like market expansion and new technology investments?
Risk-taking behavior is central to Uber's strategy, especially given its history of aggressive market expansion and willingness to invest heavily in new technologies like autonomous vehicles and food delivery services. Uber's leadership has often demonstrated a high tolerance for risk, driven by the belief that early and aggressive market entry can lead to dominance in the gig economy. This risk-taking behavior has led Uber to expand rapidly into new markets, sometimes at the expense of profitability, with the expectation that scale will eventually lead to significant returns. Optimism bias also plays a critical role in Uber's decision-making, particularly in its investments in emerging technologies. The company's belief in its ability to disrupt traditional industries such as taxis and logistics has fueled its ambitious goals in areas like autonomous driving and air taxis. While this optimism drives innovation, it can also lead to underestimating the challenges associated with scaling these technologies or navigating regulatory environments, which can impact long-term profitability.
And this focus on innovation and aggressive market entry has helped Uber become a household name in ride-hailing and food delivery, appealing to both customers and investors who value growth and disruption.
Exactly. Uber's strategic use of risk-taking behavior in market expansion and optimism bias in technology investment appeals to investors looking for a company that is willing to take bold steps to secure future growth. However, this approach also means that Uber must carefully manage the risks associated with rapid expansion and unproven technologies, particularly as they strive to achieve profitability and maintain market leadership.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Uber. As a global technology platform, DEI is particularly important for Uber. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Uber's approach to DEI is essential, especially as the company operates in a diverse range of markets and serves a broad customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Uber's ability to connect with diverse customers and foster a more inclusive corporate culture. A commitment to DEI allows Uber to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is crucial for driving innovation and maintaining its competitive edge in the technology sector. For investors, Uber's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Uber build stronger relationships with customers, drivers, and local communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in tech, where innovation and the ability to address diverse market needs are critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, Uber not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Uber operates in numerous countries, providing ride-hailing, food delivery, and freight services. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Uber's global strategy involves tailoring its services to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on convenience and accessibility. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Uber's ability to navigate complex international regulations such as ride-hailing laws and labor standards allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and cultural differences. By ensuring that its services are relevant and compliant in different regions, Uber can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Uber, especially as they face competition from both local ride-hailing services and other global platforms. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Uber's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the ride-hailing and delivery industries while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global technology standards, labor regulations, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Uber to other companies in the ride-hailing and delivery industries like Lyft, DoorDash, and Grab. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Uber's dynamics are often compared to other ride-hailing and delivery companies like Lyft, DoorDash, and Grab, particularly in their approach to market expansion, customer engagement, and technology investment. Uber's strength lies in its global scale and diversified services, which appeals to investors looking for a company that is well-positioned in multiple segments of the gig economy. Lyft, with its focus on the U.S. market and a more community-centric approach, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes customer experience and local market leadership. DoorDash, known for its dominance in the food delivery sector, attracts those looking for exposure to the rapidly growing delivery market. Grab, with its super app strategy in Southeast Asia, appeals to investors interested in a company that integrates ride-hailing, delivery, and financial services in one platform. Uber's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, aggressive market entry, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking growth in the gig economy.
And unlike Lyft, which is more focused on the U.S. market, Uber's strength lies in its global presence and diversified service offerings, appealing to a broader base of consumers and investors.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Uber, the focus on global scale, diversified services, and innovation provides a unique value proposition in the ride-hailing and delivery industries.
To sum up, Uber's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their market expansion strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Uber's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.